This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the world trusts India, believes in India and is ready to build the semiconductor future with India. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating the Semicon India 2025 at Yashobhumi in New Delhi today. The Prime Minister said the day is not far when India's smallest chip will drive the biggest change in the world.
Bharat ab backend se nikal kar ek full stack semiconductor nation banne ki or badh raha hai. Wo din dur nahi hai jab Bharat ki sabse choti chip duniya ke sabse bade change ko drive karegi. Of course, our journey began late. But nothing can stop us now.
Speaking about the GDP data for the first quarter, the Prime Minister said, at a time when there are global concerns and challenges created by economic selfishness, India has registered a growth of 7.8%. The three-day conference aims to catalyze India's semiconductor ecosystem. Prime Minister Modi today virtually launched Bihar Rajya Jivika Nidhi Sahak Sahakari Sangh Limited. Jivika Nidhi aims to provide easy access to funds at affordable interest rates to community members associated with Jivika. The Prime Minister also transferred 105 crore rupees into the institution's bank account. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, through this scheme, the rural women entrepreneurs of the state will now get money more easily.
बिहार की माताओं बहनों को आज एक नई सुविधा मिलने जा रही है जीविका निधि साख सहकारी संघ इससे गांव गांव में जीविका से जुड़ी बहनों को अब और आसानी से पैसा मिलेगा उन्हें आर्थिक मदद मिलेगी इससे वो जो काम करती है जो व्यवसाय करती उसे आगे बढ़ाने में बहुत मदद मिलेगी.
Mr. Modi criticized the opposition for targeting his mother, who is no more and had nothing to do with politics. The Prime Minister said that he has worked tirelessly for the country every day, every moment with the blessings of his mother. Bharat Rashtriya Samiti BRS leader K. Kavita was today suspended from the party with immediate effect by her father and party president K. Chandrasekhar Rao for anti-party activities. Former Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao took the decision following a series of meetings with senior party leaders after Kavita launched an open attack on her cousin and former Minister T. Harish Rao and two former MPs. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces today launched a joint cordon and search operation in several villages of Poonch district. The joint search operation was launched following specific information about movement of some suspected persons. Meanwhile, Punjab police has busted a terror module linked to Jaish-e-Mohammed JEM and has apprehended two brothers along with their accomplice from Jammu and Kashmir. Both brothers are overground workers of JEM. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a yellow alert for moderate to heavy rainfall in New Delhi today. The weather agency said that the Himalayan states, mainly Uttarakhand and Jammu and Kashmir, will receive heavy rainfall during the next 24 hours. IMD further issued a red alert for rainfall in Punjab today. In eastern India, Odisha and Chhattisgarh are expected to experience heavy to very heavy rainfall throughout the day. The death toll from the devastating earthquake in eastern Afghanistan has crossed 1,100 with over 3,200 others injured. Relief and rescue teams are working to pull out people trapped under the rubble. The earthquake of magnitude 6 struck the eastern part of Afghanistan on Sunday, with the epicenter located 27 kilometers northeast of Jalalabad. In Sudan, a massive landslide in the western Darfur region flattened an entire mountain village, killing 1,000 people and leaving only one survivor. The disaster struck after days of heavy rain, devastating the village of Tarasin in the Mara Mountains. Australian fast bowler Mitchell Starc has announced his retirement from T20 international cricket today, saying he wanted to focus on his test and ODI career. Starc finishes as Australia's second highest wicket taker in the T20 format. And that is the end of this news bulletin.